We're gonna write a book about everything. So many things that we can explore. Documented in a series of podcasts.
I'm not sure what we're doing this for.
Flat 29's big book of everything. Burn all the textbooks cause they're obsolete.
Flat 29.
It's our attempt to rewrite history by making podcasts every week.
Now, it's a new year for Flat 29, and a new year means new features. So we now start a new feature where each chapter, we interview a leading expert in whatever subjects we happen to be covering. This week, Rich interviews his dad.
We all know what the cinemas are like nowadays. Big multiplexes with blockbuster movies, really long trailers, willies in the popcorn, and expensive refreshments. But what was it like to go to the cinema in the 1940s? I decided to interview my dad in order to find out. I began with asking him about the first films he ever went to see.
Well, my father used to take me to the cinema fairly regularly when I was a child. The sort of things we'd see were westerns with Roy Rogers as was the favourite star. And The fat one and the Laurel and Hardy.
Oh yeah.
Oh shucks. Oh shucks. He's got a really annoying American catchphrase.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The fat one and the.
Oh shucks. Oh shucks.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4764 of UFO for Wednesday the 13th of May 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's same thing. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, I'm just glad you remembered how to do the opening as opposed to yesterday.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a beaverish good morning to you. Oh, Big Fatty, we love a beaverish good morning, yes? Hello, hippas. Big Fatty, are you talking about the old gal? No, that would be hippo. Oh, okay. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you know, I kept trying to say FERPA yesterday, but it's HIPAA. It's the HIPAA laws that was hoping I wouldn't screw up. Big Fatty, it finally came to you, didn't it? It did indeed. That's why you're HIPAAs today. Wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty, today, y'all. First up, that was none other than Mean Keen. You know, he's the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO. And then that was Alan in the Ock. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And finally, y'all, Digga up there in one of his places in the Chicago's. Yes, Big Fatty. Today, the 13th of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person numerous times out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages. I don't think he came to Nolens. I think it was just Lost Wages. But y'all just as kind a person as you'd ever want to meet. Y'all, quite the looker. He is best known, you just heard me say it, he's best known as the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty unsubscribed. Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Mean King. Big Fatty, we love Mean King. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Mean King on any of the social medias, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday.
Happy music, y'all. This is the full version of that CBS This Morning show from back in the day. y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, my 35-year-old, no, my 33-year-old gentleman caller, evidently, I was in the shower when he first sent a message, and then, you know, I laid down for a little nap and everything. I didn't realize, but y'all, anyway, we did not get together, but that does not mean that he did not want to come over. So, y'all, it's not a gentleman caller report, but it's a lost opportunity report. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, last night, let's see, what did I do? I caught up on some, shows on the TV machine. I don't remember what it was. Oh, by the way, a programming note here for you. Tonight's episode of The Survivor, y'all, is the penultimate episode of, season 50. Because next week it'll be the 3-hour finale and reunion show. So, y'all, put that in your VRC be ready for all that. Because, y'all, the season is just over. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. May is sweeps month. It's true. That's why we have the brooms out. Oh, okay. Anyway, y'all, before you know it, the Big Brother will be starting. Oh, Big Fatty. Can we put it off a little longer? Maybe a little longer. Y'all, I did watch the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas, but Tom Yamas was not there. Y'all, he's over there in the Japan, Mexico, he'll be reporting live from Japan, Mexico, I guess the rest of this week or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, after that... Watch the wheel and the Jeopardy. Y'all, the guy that's the new champion, I think he's on like day 4 or something like that. So he may make the tournament of champions here this week. And y'all, he's having runaway wins each day. So put that one in your VRC also. Y'all, in the mail at the villa yesterday, there was something in the villa mail. Box.
Really?
Y'all, it was my official election mail for our primaries. I was going to look and see when our primaries are, and I didn't do that before the little show began.
Big Fatty not prepared.
Let me just goggle it right here. When are the... when are the Oscars? No, I don't want... When are the midterm election? No, I don't want that either. When are the... Well, here we go. When are the South Carolina primaries in 2026? And y'all, they are upcoming election dates. Tuesday, June the 9th. June the 9th is when the primaries are, so I've gotten it here about a little less than a month, so y'all, I'll be filling that out and sending it back in But, you know, still got plenty of time before they have the primaries. There's a Republican and a Democratic primary, and so we'll see what happens. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the other thing in the e-letters last night, well, I tell you what, let's just do this.
Hi, I'm John Davidson, and this is Lucky Day USA.
Now, y'all, most of you don't understand that music at all, and y'all, the USA Network used to do a contest where you could win cash money by watching the TV, the quiz programs they had on in the afternoon. It was called Lucky Day USA. And y'all, back in the early 90s, Big Fatty, you know, you could call in and they charge you like $1.99 a minute, a minimum of 2 minutes. Or you could send them a postcard. Well, Big Fatty bought, I don't know, a dozen postcards or something. And I sent them in to Lucky Day USA. Y'all, I won $500 twice on Lucky Day USA. Big Fatty! But so, y'all, whenever there's a huge payout, y'all, I consider it my lucky day. Y'all, you probably remember back when I said I had applied for the Blue Cross Blue Shield settlement. You know, it was a class action thing. And y'all, I got my settlement yesterday. Y'all, are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Y'all got a prepaid Visa charger plate for the total of $9.57. Y'all, it's burning a hole in my pocket. Big Fatty, maybe you should use it to buy some new pockets. I could. So, y'all, yesterday was my lucky day.
Let's make this your lucky day on USA.
And y'all, the rest of the evening, I just turned the TV machine off. The Hatlanta Braves had a night off. They were back in Hatlanta on Tuesday evening. I'll be watching that, but you know, by the time you hear this, they will have already finished playing, except Moose Pete. And anyway, it got cool. It went down into the upper 50s. And so, y'all, the air conditioner went right off again. And y'all, I slept like a baby. Y'all, it was wonderful having that cool air. Anyway, got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, had my breakfast, read my e-paper, had my coffee, did my puzzles. And then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres. Went to senior size class. Came back. Finished up Fat Acres. And y'all, then came in and watched The Price is Right. And had a little snicker snack. And y'all, now here I am recording the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Hey, it's time for Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, this is not an e-letter, but y'all, it was a post over there at the www. And let's just see if I can find it here. Y'all, it was from that Kathy Marshall. It was from that Kathy Marshall. You know, she's been missing in action. And my theory was that she was trying to find that Patty Bacon. You know, I'm worried sick about Patty Bacon. And y'all, Kathy Marshall has corresponded, and she says, "Dear Big Fatty, not to worry, the so-so question desk and detective agency." SSQD and, excuse me, Ampersand DA has been scouring the desolate streets of Niedrabah, South Dakota. Well, first of all, Kathy, you're not going to find Patty Bacon in Niedrabah, South Dakota. It's Niedrabah, North Dakota. So you just turn to your left and head up. But anyway, we are currently stationed in disguise at the Twist Cone on on North 3rd Street. Well, okay, but Kathy Marshall, maybe have the detective agency do the Apple Snack map update or something. Unfortunately, all the gumshoeing has somewhat delayed the entry of Miss Patty Bacon's cousin's SSQs into the ledger. That's Kathy Bacon. That's her cousin. The so-so questions are numerous, and the SSQD is very busy on assignment in disguise. We expect to find Miss Patty Bacon and B, close the ledger for 2026 very soon now. Now that we have the expert help of Gale and King, what could go wrong? Perhaps that's King and Gale. Love, Kathy Marshall on assignment for the SSQD in Niedrabah, South Dakota. You know, y'all, it's sad. It's just sad. You when they start mixing up their norths and their souths. Yes, Big Fatty, it's a topsy-turvy. Well, anyway, she's got a PS here. PS, the SSQD is in disguise. Shh. PPS, high test gasoline. Oh, Big Fatty, is this going to be a gas report? I believe it is. The high test gasoline is $7.29 at the gas station on Castro and Market. Regular is $6.97. Photo to follow, y'all. I never got a photo, but Tim and Alexa sent me that photo, and she says PPPS limes are 79 cents each. This means the SSQD's favorite cocktail, high test with a splash of fresh lime, is off the menu for now, Kathy. Well, Kathy, first of all, thank you so much for that update and communique. We'll keep it on the down low, as they say. That you're looking for Patty Bacon, and I'm thinking that perhaps instead of typing north, you just typed south, because you know we hear from Kathy Bacon from South Dakota much more often. But anyway, if you're in South Dakota, head north, young man. I mean, young. Oh dear God! See, Big Fatty Kathy Marshall is not a man. Head north, young whoa man. Patty, you didn't make it any better. I didn't. Y'all worried sick. Now I'm worried sick about Kathy Marshall getting confused. But Big Fatty, I think you. Why don't you just worry about you getting confused? I think that's probably. It's not an easier thing for me to do, but it is certainly. In my best interest. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of in my best interest, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the lads from Flat 29. That was Rich and Dan and guys.
The fat one.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, yes, and the fat one. Big Fatty is the fat one. Charlie? Charlie.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.